Restoring My Soul, Monday the 31st of October. Satan uses sorcery. Following the fall of man, the Lord cursed Satan, saying, "You shall eat dust all the days of your life." Evidently, Satan is no longer sustained by angels' food. He does not have access to the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He now feeds on fallen mankind, of whom the Lord God said, "For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." He feeds on fallen mankind through sorcery. Satan used sorcery to provoke, by deceit, covetous desire within Eve. Sorcery is the mesmerizing action of Satan's word upon one's senses, rousing within them the emotions of sin. When sin has fully grown, a person is in bondage to the law of sin and death. Then, under the dominion of Satan and the spiritual hosts of wickedness, they are tormented and oppressed by unclean spirits. Our oppression by unclean spirits is proportional to our withdrawal from agape fellowship. When we withdraw from fellowship with others in the church, we are not rightly discerning the Lord's body. The Apostle Paul said that for this reason many are weak and sick, and some even die before their time under the effect of this oppression. Withdrawal from agape fellowship in Christ Jesus, which brings us under the oppression of unclean spirits, is the consequence of condemnation. We know this because Paul said that there is no condemnation for those in Christ who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Condemnation means that a person is under God's judgment because they have transgressed the law of love. Their conduct is an expression of their self-centered expectations of life, rather than being an expression of love motivated by the Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verse 14, Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12 to 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 29 to 30, and Romans chapter 8 verse 1. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.